We wanted to look more closely at what's happened with glass recycling in recent years. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant spoke with an industry expert about why glass was cut from some curbside recycling programs.
Scott DeFife is president of the Glass Packaging Institute. It represents the companies that make glass bottles, including raw materials and recycled glass. I asked him why we've heard about many municipalities that have stopped accepting glass in the curbside mix.
I think it's overblown how many communities have dropped glass, especially nationally. It's still widely recycled at curbside.
Pittsburgh residents still place all their recyclables conveniently into one bin. The plastics, paper, and metals are picked up at the curbside, one single stream of recycling material that includes glass.
Now, in the Pittsburgh area, there was a couple years where many communities had to make that decision. It traces back to a couple very specific instances and decisions that some other companies made. And I don't think that the good people of the southwestern Pennsylvania area, the Pittsburgh area, have been given the full explanation about what really happened.
DeFife is talking about the decision in 2018 by the company Waste Management, which runs a recycling material sorting facility on Neville Island, to stop accepting glass. That meant its contracts with southwestern Pennsylvania communities, including dozens in the South Hills and elsewhere, no longer included glass pickup. The company said that glass is heavily contaminated and must be processed several times. It also said broken glass pieces contaminate other recyclables.
Glass is one of those commodities coming out of a single stream that always has more contamination than any of the other commodities, because that's just how the system works.
DeFife explains that when glass, plastic, and metals are all mixed together and collected on the back of a truck with a hydraulic press, it compacts them for transport.
They smash it, they jumble it, and then they take it to a facility to unsmash it and then sort it amongst its other things. So glass does break in there, especially if you put it with a really strong hydraulic press, it's going to break for sure. Broken glass is not unrecyclable. It's that it gets embedded into the other paper. And for glass, the other stuff gets mixed in with the glass.
So why did everyone move toward putting everything in one bin to begin with? I mean, I remember when we used to separate it.
The argument 20 or so years ago for single stream was efficiencies on collection. I'm going to send one truck, collect it all. Less truck traffic through the community, less cost to collect.
DeFife says that in Pennsylvania, a company only needs to pick up three types of materials to be called a recycler.
And so if I really want aluminum, plastic, and cardboard, then I can limit myself to that, still keep my license to be, you know, a material recovery facility or a recycling center.
And some recycling companies have decided that glass is not the material they want because of the contamination issues and because it's heavy. And if a recycling company says it's not going to pick it up at curbside, municipalities have little choice.
Every little town and borough has to have their own contract with somebody to take their material from point A to point B. There's usually not that many options for them to compete on a contract with. They're lucky if they have two options on haulers.
DeFife explains that companies like Waste Management own both recycling facilities and landfills, so they're happy no matter where the materials go.
If the same company owns the sorting facility and the landfill, then there's a disincentive to do glass well. They're going to get paid by weight for all the material that gets dumped in the landfill, as much as they're also going to get paid to send the material through the recycling stream.
Glass doesn't break down in the environment, so once it ends up in the landfill, it'll stay there in perpetuity. But if it's recycled, DeFife says glass is an endlessly reusable material, remade into new bottles and jars and fiberglass. There are four glass recycling facilities right in western Pennsylvania and eastern Ohio. But he says many community leaders aren't thinking about this when they make waste hauling deals.
We work hard to help educate the policymakers in the counties and the cities to both understand the economics of those waste management contracts better in the first place, so that they can ask for higher standards. If they want their glass recycled, they should know that there's opportunities for glass recycling in southwestern Pennsylvania. And if they want to work with the industry to create a separate path, if their hauler doesn't want to take it, we'll find somebody who does. And we'll work on those solutions together to create those opportunities.
Scott DeFife is president of the Glass Packaging Institute. He spoke with the Allegheny Front's Julie Grant. And there are more stories about recycling and the obstacles to it at AlleghenyFront.org.